Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
A friend of the show tipped me off this press release put out yesterday by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, one of the agencies in Washington that looks out for consumers with respect to products that come out and their safety. They have a commission, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC. And this has to do with ATVs, all-terrain vehicles, the little things that you might be ripping around out in the woods or in the fields with, except these are ones that are made smaller for kids. And so you think, well, if an adult can ride a big one, a kid can ride a small one, right? Well, it turns out there's rules on that that are designed to protect people who might buy and or ride these. And in this case, it's probably parents buying them for their kids. And it turns out one company was selling ATVs in America that were not safe according to standards here in America. And so they've taken them off the market. The problem, of course, is that some of them have already been sold. So if you have one of these, you need to be careful and look out for it. But this is something to think about. The CPSC and MaxTrade warn consumers to stop using MaxTrade Coolster Youth ATVs due to crash hazard and violation of mandatory safety standards. So it's called a MaxTrade Coolster Youth ATV. And you know these aren't being built in America with a name like that. I just call me crazy. Coolster. It's what the kids are into these days, the Coolsters. So the MaxTrade Coolster ATV-3050-C Youth ATV, and I know it's a lot of alphabet soup there. I will put a link in the description below in case you have bought an ATV recently or know someone who has, or you're shopping for a used one. You can look and make sure you don't get entangled in this. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, and MaxTrade LLC are warning consumers to immediately stop using the Coolster Youth ATV-3050-C and the -B models to avoid serious injury or death. So this is not just the government telling you to stop. It's the company that made them telling you to stop. These youth ATVs do not meet the mandatory safety standards, and MaxTrade halted all sales of these upon receiving notice from the CPSC. So there's safety standards. These things don't meet the safety standards according to the CPSC. The CPSC contacted MaxTrade, said these things aren't safe, and MaxTrade said, you know something, we agree with you. So the youth ATVs are intended for use by children aged 6 years and older. Six. As demonstrated by the product dimensions and advertising by various retailers. However, the ATVs exceed the mandatory maximum speed limits and other mandatory standard requirements for ATVs intended for children as young as six. This poses a risk of a high-speed crash that could result in serious injury or death if used by young children. Now, these ATVs were sold all over the place. I Googled the, you know, just the name and make and number of the vehicle and got all kinds of places that were selling them. Amazon, Walmart, FamilyGoCarts.com, YouthMotorsports.com, Killer Motorsports, and Superior Power Sports. The dealerships included ABC Bikes and Toys and Motorcycles, Affordable Excitement, All-Star Scooters, ATV Wholesale Outlet, Dallas Power Sports, Dirt Cheap Motorsports, Mooney Motorsports, Mopeds and More, Rebel Racing, Rock City Cycles, Sooner Cycles, and Upstate Cycle. MaxTrade distributed the ATV 3050B from 2007 and the ATV 3050C from 2008 until January of 2021. So there's 13 years and 14 years of these things out there. So they've been in the marketplace for some time. And the model numbers, like I said, are 3050C, 3050B. Approximately 58,000 of the Cs were sold in America, and 4,000 of the Bs were sold in America. MaxTrade informed the CPSC it is working to provide a remedy to consumers. The question is, what's the remedy? These things are unsafe. The remedy might be a buyback, but we'll have to see if they actually do that or not. Here's the thing. I know a lot of people out there and say, yeah, but you know something, if I bought it for my kid and I think it's safe. Well, might be, but you don't know. But the Consumer Product Safety Commission adheres to a strict age group guideline to ensure that the utmost safety of riders is what we're looking at. So before operation of a vehicle, you need to check that the user falls within the appropriate age groups. And for these things, they're saying it should have been 16, not 6. And you might say, but really, what if I've got a really precocious 6-year-old? He's the next, you know, Jeff Gordon. Well, you know, here's the deal. This thing weighs about 200 pounds, about 200 pounds. I poked around a little bit. It looks to me like it might do 20 miles an hour. And I'm not sure that all six-year-olds are capable of handling something that does 20 miles per hour and weighs 200 pounds if they're riding it off-road. Because if the thing tips over, can they get it off of themselves? At 20 miles per hour, do they have the skill set necessary to see what's coming, to avoid problems, to stay out of trouble with it, and so on? And so 6 years old is awfully young to be driving something like that. So this is a lot like when I was looking at these things, I was thinking quad runners. But a quad runner, of course, is a brand name. I think Suzuki owns it, kind of like Scotch tape, you know, or Kleenex. But people think of quad runners, and it's a four-wheeled ATV. They're not four-wheel drive, but they got four wheels. But you might remember years ago when they first came out with these things, it had three wheels, one in the front, two in the back. And the problem, of course, is that if there's only one in the front and the front end comes off the ground, you can't steer that well. Got to hope that you can get some really good wind resistance off that tire. But these have four wheels. But a six-year-old on them is the problem, okay? I've no doubt that a 16-year-old should have the skill set, an adult certainly, and possibly even younger. And I've seen little kids on little tiny, you know, BMX bikes or little tiny motorcycles. Yeah, and they can often do that, but I don't think those things weigh 200 pounds. And so that's, I guess, part of it. So they have guidelines, they've got ways to figure this stuff out, and this information is out there. So when somebody comes into the country and starts selling these things, and they've sold at least, they think, 60,000 of them in America, and now they're saying, oh, by the way, they don't meet safety guidelines, they might be dangerous. You should be aware of that. I did some other searching on this company. I'd never heard of them before, MaxTrade. And when I ran the search for MaxTrade, I also found that they'd had problems with the EPA because a lot of the bikes, motorcycles they're bringing into America, didn't meet emission standards. And so they had to enter into some kind of consent decree to get the motorcycle problem taken care of. So another problem that I like to point out in these cases is that, you know, if you buy a car in America, it's not hard to find a dealer that services the car. The warranties are generally pretty good and enforceable. But when it comes to other things, now, motorcycles, you know, most of the big brand name motorcycles that you've heard of, you can find a dealer that can work on them. They're not as common as car dealers, but they're out there. And so I've had clients who've bought ATVs from companies that I'd never heard of before. And they call me up and say, hey, I got this problem with this ATV. I think it's a Lemon, blah, 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 blah. And I say, well, number one, Lemon law doesn't cover ATVs. Now, other laws do, but I say, who made it? And they name some name I've never heard of before. And I go, I never heard of them. I Google it while I'm talking to them. And it turns out that the thing was made in another country. And I've never heard of it. It's a fairly young company. And they're cranking these things out, building them, and shipping them to America. So I go, who'd you buy it from? Bought it from some little dealer here in, you know, Michigan. And then I do some more research and discover there's some distributor down in Texas. And I've actually brought a lawsuit on behalf of a consumer who bought one of these things. And not the MaxTrade. I'm talking about a different off-brand ATV. And we filed the lawsuit, and I sued the manufacturer because they had a presence in America. I sued the distributor, and I sued the dealership. And they all start pointing their fingers at each other, and the dealership, and I believe them, the dealership said, you know, I'm buying these things. They tell me that they've got factory, you know, support, and they all start going defective. And we contact the distributor in Texas who goes, we can't help you. We're swamped right now with people like you calling us. It's a group you don't want to be in, the group that's causing this problem of swamping the warranty center with calls. And then, of course, you can't call the factory overseas because they don't speak English. So file the lawsuit for breach of warranty. And we sue the seller, the dealer, and we sue the manufacturer, which is the distributor. And I think we may have also named the manufacturer that was overseas, but again, it's been a little while. And so, again, they all blame each other. And the dealership, which, by the way, is the local defendant, because they're the ones closest to the courthouse, they turn to the judge and go, Your Honor, we'd like to help this guy, but we can't get any help from the factory. And now, the law says that's not an excuse. You sold it. Yeah. So you got a problem. But of course, they say, no, we sold it as is. We sold it as is, but it came with a warranty. And that's a really strange thing that we won't get into right here. But I've actually gotten these things bought back, but it takes a ton of litigation. And it kind of reminds me of the video I did recently about right to repair and how the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act is a good law, but it's difficult to pursue because the question is, can you get your costs out of it? And in a case with an ATV that literally does not run, an ATV that does not run, okay, I know I'm going to win that case. I don't have much worry in that case. Gee, can we win this case? So my client comes to court, said I dropped all this money on this thing. It just sits there. It doesn't run. Okay, the transmission doesn't work. We're going to win that case. So the attorney fees and court costs, we will get out of that, and we did. But bigger concern is, what happens if the company overseas stops making them? What if the distributor in Texas goes out of business? You know, those are other problems down the road. So this is a concern, though, if you've got a Max Trade Coolster Youth ATV. And they've been building these for years now. You could have bought it anywhere, including Amazon or Walmart or familygokarts.com. If you've got one of these things, you need to park it, unless someone is 16 years old or older is riding it, and follow up with this, because it looks like they're going to try to work out some kind of settlement on these vehicles. So again, the CPSC and Max Trade warn consumers to stop using Max Trade Coolster Youth ATVs due to the crash hazard and violation of mandatory safety standards. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. How many people here have telekinetic powers? Raise my hand.